And now on the Ray Hadley Morning Show, find the winner thanks to bluebet.com.au. Download the supercharged Bluebet app now. True Blue Betting, 100% Australian owned and operated.
Yeah, and Michael Sullivan is the boss of bluebet.com.au. He's on the line. G'day, Sully.
Morning, Mark.
Oh, it looks like we've lost Piggy Riddell, so we'll see if we can get him back onto the line. And, Michael, how are things, mate? How are the punters going? Because we're all looking forward to the Origin decider on Wednesday night.
Well, yeah, the New South Wales are favourites. They're hot favourites, I'll tell you. They're $1.75. There was a bit of money for Queensland after they announced the team. They were 210 into 205, but they're back out to 210, and the line's around 2.5. But the punters are clearly saying that New South Wales are going to repeat what they did the last time they went to Suncorp.
Well, I think there's a couple of weaknesses in that Queensland side. I mean, I don't understand why they've put Ben Hunt on the bench. Daly Cherry Evans, in my opinion, is probably one of the form players for that position. So there's a couple of weaknesses there for New South Wales to exploit, though. Michael, in Game 2, we should have exploited the weakness that was Jonathan Thurston's shoulder, but we didn't do it.
Oh, well, there you go, Queenslanders.
Exactly right. Piggy Riddell, we've got him back on the line. Hello, Pig.
Hello, Mark. How you, mate?
Very well, mate. Looking forward to your company tonight at the football. We're just talking about Origin. Who are you tipping? You tipping with the heart or the head?
I'm going with the heart, of course. I'm a Blues man through and through. I think they'll be able to rectify the situation they've got themselves in and win the third State of Origin.
All right, well, let's have a look at the games over the course of the weekend. There's only the four of them, round 18 of the Telstra Premiership. And, Michael, we start with the Sydney Roosters and South Sydney tonight, which you'll hear with the continuous call team.
Yeah, Rabdo's favourite, $1.70. The Roosters, $2.17, and it's a flat two at the Blue Bet line.
With one of your former clubs here, Pig?
Yeah, I'm going to stick with them as well. I know there's a lot of players missing, but I think they've been hurting the last few weeks with a couple of their performances. I think they'll bounce back, and I think the Roosters will win tonight.
All right, 5:30 tomorrow, Penrith Panthers and the Manly Seagulls. You'll hear this one with David Morrow and Mark Piggy Riddell. What are the prices on this one at bluebet.com.au? Yeah,
we can't split them, Mark. $1.91, take your pick. And then at the line, if you want to give away 1.5 for the Panthers, you can get even. And if you want to take 1.5 for Manly, you take $1.80. So it's $1.91, take your pick.
Must-win game, Piggy, for the Penrith Panthers.
Yeah, mate, I'm with the Seagulls. I think there's a stat floating around. I don't think the Panthers have beaten any top eight team this year. I think that'll continue as well. The Manly side, they're playing very well. I think they'll win.
What do you mean? Have you done some research, have you?
Mate, I'm busy, boy, and I knew I was coming on, and I knew I had you today, so I had to impress you with a little statistic.
Oh, what? So you don't want to impress Ray? Oh, that's going to get you in trouble.
Well, mate, Ray's up there. He's busy riding his push bike on the dog.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. You've obviously seen the same photos I have. 7:30. We better be careful. 7:30, Melbourne Storm and Parramatta, Michael. This one at Amy Park in Melbourne.
Now, the Eels, $1.57. The Storm, $2.42, and it's 4.5 at the line.
Who do you like in this one, Pig?
Mate, I'm going the Storm. I'm going the outsider again. Down at Amy Park, we've seen how Melbourne play those young kids. I'm so impressed by the young kids, Brody Croft, Curtis Scott in the centres. They bring them in and they all have a crack. So I think Nate Miles may feature as well. So I think the Melbourne Storm will win.
And Sunday, of course, Michael, we're off to Belmore for Canterbury and Newcastle. They've renamed the hill after Josh Reynolds, his last game at the spiritual home of the Bulldogs. Who do the punters like in this one?
Yeah, the Dogs are the shortest of the round. Dogs $1.38. The Knights $3.15, and it's 8.5 at the line.
All right, Pig, who are you liking this one?
Yeah, the Bulldogs, obviously, emotional day. Josh Reynolds' last game at Belmore. You'd like to think they'd be able to get up and perform for him in that one and get the cash.
All right, Michael, plenty of racing over the weekend. The race is in Sydney tomorrow at Warwick Farm, a rare Saturday.
Yeah, a rare Saturday meeting at Warwick Farm. And there's been good money in the office for race 7, number 6, Zayam, around the $6 mark. There's been good money for it. That's race 7, number 6 at Warwick Farm tomorrow.
All right, Matty Smith and Brenton Avdullah. This will be good. Piggy, what have you got?
Mate, I got one today. Got one at Gunnedah today for our lovely listeners.
Hang on a second. Gunnedah?
Race.
Mate, hang on. Whoa. You wouldn't even know where Gunnedah is.
Oh, I'll ask Thirsty tonight.
Righto, what do you got?
Mate, it's race 4, number 3, Assurity. About $4 or $5, and then there's one tomorrow as well at Warwick Farm, race 3, number 1, Collateral. I think that's about $3.
Bjorn Baker and young Haywood the apprentice. Righto. Well, that'll do me. I'll have to tell Ray, you wouldn't believe it, Piggy's tipped a Gunnedah while you've been away. All right, Michael, you have a great weekend, mate. Thanks for joining
us. Mark, you too. All the best.
See you, bud. That's Michael Sullivan from bluebet.com.au. And, of course, Mark Piggy-Riddell, I'll see you at the footy tonight.
See you tonight, Mark. Thanks, mate.
See you, buddy. Mark Piggy-Riddell from the Continuous Call team. That'll do, mate. Tipping at Gunnedah. Doesn't even know where Gunnedah is. He's found a winner. Anyway, good luck to all those people with horses in at Gunnedah. I hope Piggy hasn't put the mock on.